This week, I have been thinking about persistence. About persistence and what it means for a person to be persistent. Persistence seems to me the overarching theme of our lessons today. And I have to be honest with you, it is really not a word or even a concept or idea that I have thought much about. That being the case, I did what any person in this era does, and I searched Google. And it was interesting to read some of the search results. I learned something I did not know, which is persistent and being a person who is persistent is apparently something that many people are thinking about right now. I even found a website that talks about the 7 habits of persistent people. I'll share just a few with you. Those habits include all-consuming vision, burning desire, and highly developed habits. And on this site, I found a definition of a persistent person. It said, persistent people have a goal or vision in mind that motivates and drives them. They are often dreamers and visionaries who see their lives as having a higher purpose than simply earning a living. Their vision is deeply ingrained, and they focus on it constantly and with great emotion and energy. So from my search, it seems that persistence has to do with goal, with vision. It has to do with living with this quality of not giving up, of sticking with something. And in my search, I saw several examples offered of types of people who in particular show persistence. And these included athletes who spend hours a day over the course of many years learning and honing their skills and abilities. Also mentioned were musicians. Musicians who spend countless hours practicing their art in order to improve their proficiency. And this last one made sense to me, in fact resonated with me and reminded me of the years that I served as a church musician. How each day, no matter how I felt, each day I would set aside time, several hours in fact, to practice. Sometimes spending significant time practicing just a few measures. Or of the time that I spent studying choir anthems and scores in preparation for a rehearsal. In my experience, being a musician means being disciplined, being committed to one's art. And it's a way of life that is demanding, but also highly rewarding. This led me to wonder, how often do we think of our lives of faith and of our spiritual lives as requiring persistence? Certainly the Apostle Paul does. He writes in several places that to follow Jesus is like running a marathon. It requires commitment, discipline, endurance, and persistence. This all came to mind because, as I say, throughout our lessons today, we hear about persistence. It's not often that all the lessons, even the collect of the day, talk about one particular theme. But that is so today. In our first lesson from the book of Genesis, Jacob wrestles all night with a man. And despite that long match, there is no winner as the struggle continues. It's a draw until Jacob's opponent hits his hip socket out of joint and leaves him with a limp he has for the rest of his life. At daybreak, his opponent says to Jacob, "Let me go." But Jacob won't do so unless the man blesses him. And so the opponent blesses Jacob and says to him, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Jacob comes to realize that this wrestling all night was with God. And Jacob has been blessed by God. And God has given Jacob a new name, which in Scripture is a sign of a deepened relationship with God. Through his persistence, Jacob encounters God and is blessed by God. And so Jacob names that place where this wrestling happened Peniel, which literally means face of God. Because that's where Jacob saw the face of God and lived. Then in Psalm 121, we hear that it is God who is persistent. God who is always faithful in watching over us. The psalmist tells us that God will watch over us without ever sleeping. God will preserve us from all evil, will keep us safe day and night, watching over our going out and our coming in. God is utterly persistent in watching over and caring for God's children at all times without fail. And then in the epistle from Paul's second letter to Timothy, we hear, "I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message. Be persistent whether the time is favorable or unfavorable." The author warns that the time is coming when people will have itching ears. I love that phrase. Itching ears. Time when they will find teachers to suit their own needs, their own desires. But the followers of Jesus should never have itching ears. Instead, the followers of Jesus should remain persistent. They should be persistent in the faith, not get distracted from their call, never stray from following Jesus. And in our gospel today, Jesus tells his disciples a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. This is itself a parable about the persistence of a widow who does not lose heart in dealing with an unjust judge, a judge who neither fears God nor respects other people. This judge is a judge I think we'd never want to come before, because this judge is concerned only with himself. The widow comes before the unjust judge seeking justice against an opponent. We don't know details, and I suspect the details aren't really important. What's important is that she wants justice. At first, the judge refuses, but over time comes to realize that this widow will just keep coming until he grants her justice. And so to prevent her from bothering him, from wearing him out over time with her persistence, he grants her request. He does this not for justice, not for concern for the widow, but to spare himself. He does it so she will not come again and bother him, because he knows that woman will not relent until justice is served for her. Jesus concludes this parable by saying, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them." Jesus is teaching us that if this unjust judge hears the widow and does what she asks, how much more will God listen to the prayers of God's people, hear those prayers, and then act? Jesus is telling us there's a great difference, in fact, between God and the unjust judge. God does not listen, does not hear our prayers simply to get rid of us, to stop us from bothering God. Rather, God listens to us because God loves us and because God is persistent in caring for us. God persistently desires justice and compassion to overtake the earth. God longs for all God's children to know the liberating power of God's love. And so God watches over us, cares for us, and stands ready always to hear our prayer. 2 weeks ago, the collect of the day reminded us that God is always more ready to hear than we to pray. This parable, I think, like that collect, is reminding us that it is our vocation to pray regularly. And Jesus offers these words as encouragement so that we don't lose heart, we don't give up. Just like the athlete or the musician, we're to be focused on our training, and our training is, in fact, our life's purpose, regular time for prayer with God. We're called to live with the discipline of a runner preparing for a marathon, each day setting aside time for prayer. But if you're like me, there are times when prayer is certainly easy, when it is no effort. It's easy to set aside time and to enter into prayer, to come into God's presence, and there's great joy in doing so. But then there are those other times. There are those seasons when it's a struggle just to sit, let alone pray. And in those fallow and dry times, it takes effort. It requires discipline. And sometimes in those seasons, the only prayer we can manage to utter is to ask God to rekindle within us the desire to pray. Ask any musician or athlete, and I suspect you will find that that is not foreign to them. Sometimes it's easy to be disciplined. It is an energizing and grounding thing to do one's work. But at other times, just showing up is a struggle. Being persistent means carrying on through those joyous, easy, good times, and also through those difficult times. And I think there's benefit in doing so. Often that struggle, that wrestling with God through the long night, leads to a deeper and more profound place, just like it did for Jacob. We can come into a renewed and deeper relationship with God. We are blessed through the struggle. And Jesus tells this parable because he knows prayer can be hard. Jesus understands it can be difficult in our frenetic world with its nonstop pace and its unending demands to find time to be still and to rest in God's presence. Jesus looks on us with compassion when the call to faithfully prayer seems a duty, a burden, maybe even not possible. And Jesus knows that there are also times we forget the power of prayer, the power it has to change us and to change the world. Sometimes we lose heart, and prayer can seem too little for the great need around us. But Jesus is reminding us that prayer is very important for us. He keenly knows this. Jesus himself regularly set aside time in his earthly life and ministry, time when he went away apart, alone, away from everyone else, and he prayed. And Jesus reminds us that prayer is essential for us as God's people, that it is the foundation, the undergirding of our lives, and that prayer is transformative and powerful. We don't understand this. It is mysterious to us. But the truth is that somehow praying changes the one praying. In praying to God for ourselves and for those seeking God's justice, we are transformed. Our identity in Christ becomes clearer. Our vision is focused on the world through the lens of God's love and compassion and justice. And by praying, our horizons are expanded. We are lifted outside ourselves and brought into union with God and others. In praying for those in need, we are connected to them and with God's intentions for them. And through prayer, we are united with the mystical body of Christ, brought into community with all God's people, both the living and the dead. And then Jesus is encouraging us. Jesus encourages us to not lose heart if it seems our prayers are not being answered. God does answer prayer, though not always in the ways that we hope for or expect. Sometimes we may not see or understand the answer to our prayer. And then other times God does not grant our request, does not give us what we ask. And we may never understand God's wisdom or purpose in that. But we can trust that God hears us, that God stands ready to answer us, and God stands ready to accomplish God's purposes for us and all creation, doing what is best for us and the world, even though we may not understand the mystery of it. There's a blog I've mentioned before called Journey with Jesus, which offers weekly reflections on the Sunday lessons. And in this week's reflection, Debbie Thomas reflects on this parable. And she suggests that wrestling is actually a very positive image for our persistence as followers of Jesus. I offer her words in conclusion. She writes, "What all of these readings suggest to me is that God delights in those who dare to strive with him, to contend with him, to wrestle with him. Wrestling, as it turns out, is not a bad or even a scary thing, because it is the opposite of apathy, the opposite of resignation. It's even the opposite of loneliness. To fight with God, to show up day after day in prayer, to wrestle with our resistance in the darkest hours of the night, is to stay close, to keep our arms wrapped tight around the one who alone can bless us. Fighting means we haven't walked away. Fighting means we still have skin in the game. When the Son of Man comes, Jesus asks at the end of the parable, will he find faith on earth? Faith that persists, faith that contends, faith that wrestles. This is the question that matters. Will he find faith in us? I think she asks a very important question, that question of whether Jesus will find us to be persistent in our prayer, persistent in our faith. Jesus today invites us to not lose heart, but to be persistent at all times in offering our prayers for ourselves, for others, and for the world. And Jesus calls us to be persistent in running this earthly race until we attain the heavenly crown. Amen.